Welcome to the Northwest Coast. The weather's going to be pretty good today and tomorrow for these two swims, which is terrific. But it's a 10-round series, and we've had one round already. This is round two tonight at Penguin Island as a twilight swim, and tomorrow the pub, the club, which has become a bit of an institution locally.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, last year these two swims were hindered somewhat by the weather, but everything's looking pretty good for the Port Sorell and the Devonport swim. Last weekend at Carlton Park, we had record numbers of swimmers turned up, so I think there's a bit of build-up demand for these swims, and it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, and it would have been a bit colder at Carlton Park last week too, I'm sure. Tonight at the Penguin Island swim, it's got a bit of a festive atmosphere. They're going to have live music and food vans and all sorts of things going on there as well from 3:30 onwards. But the action starts on the water at around about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, there's a bit of a build-up to that. There's, I think it's 6 o'clock is going to be the first wave in the swims. These days, for safety reasons, we send the swimmers away not all at the same time because there's so many swimmers in the water and starting, particularly at Port Sorell, can be a bit of a hectic start depending on the tide. But from 6 o'clock, the start will happen on Saturday night.
Okay, so there's two events, 500 metre and a 2 kilometre swim this evening. So just explain how they work. Is that different sort of levels of competition, or is it a sprint and a marathon type setup?
No, look, what occurs, we encourage people to do, those who haven't done the ocean swims before, just to come and try with the 500 metre swim. The 2K swim is for series points, so they're more experienced and consistent swimmers. They'll take part in the 2K swim. Normally, how it's really weather dependent, but normally what happens, they swim out to the estuary, across to Penguin Island, then back to the Port Sorell Surf Lifesaving Club.
So it's sort of a triangular course, is it?
That's right.
Yep. Okay. And is that going to happen tomorrow with the pub to club or the club to pub? Is it club to pub or pub to club?
That's the pub to club. No, that course is completely different. That course starts at the in the river, the Mersey River, goes out to sea, turns left just beyond the breakwater, back towards Mersey Bluff, and then into the Devonport Surf Club. So two quite different swims. And that's what the series, the 10-race series, is all about. Each swim is a little bit different, a little bit unique.
Okay, it's at the pub, the club, from the Alameda Hotel to the Devonport Surf Lifesaving Club. And, I mean, some of these swimmers, or most of them, are probably going to be swimming tonight as well. So is it tough to go back-to-back like that?
Not if they've done the work. And I think you'll find that most of those swimmers are regularly swimming, either in pools or in the ocean. So they'd be swimming every day, and I guess it's up to individuals how quick they want to go, but no doubt the adrenaline will kick in and there'll be a fair amount of competitive action in the water.
So the pub to club one tomorrow, what's the distance of that? Is it still a 2 kilometre swim?
No, that's about, it'll be just short of two kilometres, just depending on how far the buoy is set off the beach at Devonport, but it's normally between 1.8 and 2 kilometres.
Okay, what time is that all happening, Don?
That's starting at 12 o'clock on, yep.
Okay,
on
and Sunday. Plenty of good viewing opportunities for spectators on both of those courses. Now, let's talk about some of the swimmers near the point. Yeah, we've got a couple of coastal swimmers that are doing okay at the moment. Isaac Malley from Burnie and Cooper Armistead from Port Sorell, they'll be right in the mix.
Yeah, they will be. Cooper, obviously, the state Ironman champion. Isaac Malley, a very good pool swimmer. But they'll be up against it with Sam Askew-Doran from Hobart, who really has been, the last couple of years, the prominent male swimmer. In the female events, also a Hobart swimmer, Billy Roger, is pretty quick. But there's a lot of activity in the age group, the masters, the senior masters, and the new category, the legends category, both in the male and the female, and the juniors. And that's where the building the numbers it's coming from in the junior ranks.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a couple of fantastic events tonight and tomorrow. Don, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.